Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. No matter where you might be listening to this show, maybe you're in your car or you're exercising or working, I'm so glad to have you with me. I've got a quick announcement before we get started. The 10th annual People's Podcast Awards are starting up right now. If you've been enjoying the show, I'd love for you to take a moment and nominate Money Girl for an award in the business category. Nominations are open just until February 2nd, 2015, and I promise it's really quick and easy to do. Just visit podcastawards.com and enter Money Girl in the business category. Then the actual voting part will take place later if we get enough nominations, and I'd really love to be in the running this year. Again, be sure to visit podcastawards.com before February 2nd, 2015, and nominate Money Girl and all your other favorite podcasts for an award. In today's show, we're going to talk about something that may have happened to you in the past or could easily happen to you in the future, and that's getting involved in a parking lot car accident. I remember the very first car crash that I ever got into, and yes, it was in a parking lot. I was backing out of a space and didn't see the other car coming down the lane. Oops. As you know, parking lots are very busy places with hurried drivers pulling into and out of spaces, pedestrians making their way to and from stores, teenage skateboarders ripping around, and the occasional rogue shopping cart. It's estimated that one out of every five accidents happens in a parking lot. While most are fender benders, you might wonder if you should report minor damage to the authorities and your insurance company, or just handle it yourself. In this episode, I'll give you six steps to follow if you get involved in a parking lot accident. These steps will keep you safe, prevent you from breaking the law, and make sure you protect your finances. Even if you're a very cautious driver, you might return to your parked car one day and find it worse off than when you left it. So, what is the right way to handle a parking lot accident with relatively minor damage, such as a dented fender or maybe scratches on the paint? Here are six steps to take. Step number one, protect yourself. The first step is always to make sure that you and other people at the scene of an accident are safe. So if anyone is injured or you think anyone might need medical attention, call 911. Step number two, call the police. So after you've made sure everyone is safe, call the police and file a report, even if there's minimal damage to your car and no one appears injured. That's because many injuries don't become apparent until days or weeks following an accident. Later on, if you discover that you were actually injured, it may be your word against the other drivers, and without a formal report of the accident, you won't have all the information that you need. But here's something to note: the police may not come to the scene of a parking lot accident if no one is injured, or if the damage is too minor, or if there's extreme weather going on in the area, like maybe there's a blizzard or severe storms that they're tending to. Even if the authorities don't come out in person, reporting the accident is still very important. Some states require you to report any accident to authorities when damage is estimated to be over a certain amount, such as $500 or $1,000. The authorities can tell you if you might be able to go to the nearest police station or file a report online within a certain amount of time following the incident. Step number three, gather information. Once you call the police, start gathering as much information as possible. This is very important. Get the name of the driver and any passengers in their car. Get his or her driver's license number, insurance information, phone number, and vehicle license plate number. Never get into an argument about what happened or who was at fault, or even admit it if the accident was your fault. The situation can get emotional when we're caught off guard by an accident, so just stick to business and let the other party know that your insurance company will work it out. If the other person is uncooperative, or you believe that he or she doesn't have auto insurance and they were at fault, just get as much information as you can. Now, if you hit a parked car and the owner is nowhere in sight, record information about the vehicle, and this is important, leave a note under the wiper blade with all of your contact information. If you don't do that, you're considered a hit-and-run driver and could face fines or even jail time, depending on the state's laws.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
The next step, number four, is to document the scene. So don't move the vehicles until you take photographs of the accident area, including vehicle damage, broken glass, and any skid marks on the pavement. If you don't have a smartphone with a camera, be sure to always keep a disposable camera in your car just in case. Some insurance companies have mobile apps that allow you to upload accident photos when you make a claim. Step number five, find witnesses. Look around for witnesses to a parking lot accident. Get their names and contact information in case you need them later on, especially if you've been the victim of a hit and run. Maybe a store employee saw the accident happen while collecting shopping carts or taking a break. Or perhaps there's a surveillance camera that shows the incident. And the last step, number six, call your insurance company. If you're involved in a minor accident, you might wonder if you should report it to your insurance company or just work it out with the other driver. Note that anytime you're in an accident with another person, you're required to report it to your insurer. That's because the damage or injuries could be much worse than you think. If you end up getting sued later on, your insurance company might deny you certain coverage because you failed to promptly report an accident. The only time it might be smart to avoid making a claim is if an accident happens in your vehicle, on your property, and the only damage is to your property. For instance, if you back into your own garage door or a tree limb falls on your vehicle on your property. You should contact your insurer if you've been in an accident where the other driver is at fault And even if he or she doesn't have any insurance, depending on your policy, you may have uninsured motorist coverage that would compensate you. And if you're at fault, you'll be required to pay your deductible before the insurer pays you for any vehicle repairs. You'll also be assigned points for the accident, which typically causes your insurance rate to increase at renewal. So now let's talk about how to avoid getting into a parking lot car accident in the first place. Here are some smart tips to keep in mind. First of all, always drive slowly in a parking lot and stay alert for cars that are cutting across parking lanes. I'm sure you've seen this happen. Always use your turn signals to make your intentions known to other motorists and to other pedestrians in the lot. You want to choose a parking spot where you don't have to back up, but instead can pull forward to leave the space when possible. Also, choose a space at the end of a row that's next to an island or in front of a light pole when possible, because that will protect your car. Don't park in a compact space if you're not driving a compact car. And for goodness sake, never take up two spaces by parking over a line. I see that and it drives me nuts. Never rely solely on mirrors or even rear view cameras when you're backing out of a space. Always turn your head 180 degrees in both directions to visually check the area for oncoming traffic. You know those cars can come out of nowhere really quickly. It's smart to avoid parking lots at shopping centers on busy weekend days and during holidays if possible. And lastly, don't insist on taking the closest parking space. You may be able to park more quickly and in a safer, less congested spot by choosing a space farther away from a store. So stay safe out there in those crazy parking lots.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.